It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. We'll go to another episode of animation. No bitch ass, hoe ass, punk ass. Brennan and his bitch, he's not here today.
Punk ass hoe.
You know, I had a doctor's appointment. he actually came in here for a split second, and then he talked his little shit, and then he...
They did an x-ray on me, and they found out that I have bitch in me.
That I'm 100% hoe.
It's so funny, because, like, if you were on the pre-show stream, you know that Brennan came in and was just like, hey, can, like, you guys not...
I like, have a polite request.
Can you please not dog me out?
He literally did.
And Keenan and I were just, request denied.
Yeah. It wasn't even. In all this time, have you ever called Brendan a hoe ass bitch?
Maybe once or twice. Not recently. I'm not saying it's never happened.
Yeah, I feel like it's happened.
I think at some point, you're just like, bitch ass Brennan.
Yeah, I promise.
We got to find those stats again where they said how many times we call people hoes.
Yeah, shout out to Anarchist for that.
That was incredible,
that
bro.
That was amazing, man. I appreciate that, dog.
Yes, man. But this week, you know, first of all, follow that Patreon. Patreon.com/animation. SHUN. Join us. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff, like not music, Apple Podcast.
Podcast.
Google Play, I think it is on there too. YouTube, the full episodes are back on YouTube, but you don't get that Patreon exclusive up front with any of that stuff. So make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation, SHUN. I'm telling you, we are.
It's so funny too, because when I was looking at the animation our logo for a second, I was like, if you really look closely to it, you'll see that we're the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Damn right, that's how we do, man. And I feel like Brett's gonna pop in after that. He's like, all right, wait till he says it. Now can pop in and do it. Just pop in.
Just yeah, throw just a little jump shade.
In. But yes, this week we'll be going through a new anime. Not really a new anime, actually an OG anime, considered an OG to probably GOAT to some, or at least one of the GOAT mechs. We'll be discussing episodes 1 and 2 of Gurren Lagann, however you want to say it. Don't butcher me in the comment section, man, because I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Trying her best.
All right, you see me, you know, run the fade, whatever. I don't care. and we'll be also continuing with My Hero Academia, yes. Episodes 14 through 15. And that show is trying to lock in themselves as a goat also. Because God,
trying to get that top spot back, that number 3 spot. I don't think it's in the number 3 yet. I'm almost at
Well,
because again, like I said, Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer got 1 and 2 unlocked.
Yeah.
Respectively.
Yeah.
As in
Demon Slayer 1, Jujutsu Kaisen 2.
As in the newer kind
of. The new top 3.
Okay.
And I would say, I know either you can switch out Attack on Titan, JoJo's, Black Clover, all of, like one of those. Like those, you can kind of switch those out. They kind of fighting for the third spot right now.
Yeah. Out of all those three, I would pretty easily give it to My Hero at this point.
Yeah. I also feel like Jujutsu and Demon Slayer are the two that are almost probably locked.
They're locked.
And then like
I
you
don't
said,
disagree
the,
with that.
That third,
but
is
the third
interchangeable
spot,
depending on what you like.
I think Attack on Titan might be that third one.
I mean,
the fanfare that
people love it. It's not. It's
My
just
Hero
maybe not
had a rough patch though. And it lost its spot in that
Attack
rough
on
patch.
Titan has got a rough patch.
Yeah,
too
much. But I feel like Attack on Titan handled their rough patch a lot better than My Hero did.
I mean, they're stretching this new season out to another split.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to hurt.
At least they're
telling
people ahead of time.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So we're not going like, what the
now they are.
Yeah, because they probably heard all the backlash.
That's what I mean.
Final
at least
season.
They are for this
part
season.
One and
how
two.
The fuck do you take a final season and split it in four?
Well, how are you calling it the final season when this is like a literal next
another,
season?
Another, yeah.
This is about, this is season 6? Yeah. Season 7?
I mean, because I guess that's kind of what Thousand Year Blood War is doing. They're like, this is the final, but we're breaking it up. They just told us ahead of time, but they're doing the same thing that Attack on Titan is doing.
The 12 episode halves, because typically a season of TV is like 24, or most network TV is, so I get splitting it that way. Plus, you split it midway through the year, and then you start up again in the spring. Like, that's not.
That's the thing.
Uncommon.
Attack on Titan will make you wait a whole fucking year.
Yeah.
And that they made it like a surprise.
That's a pretty
like,
quick
oh,
for Thousand Year Blood War. That's
like,
a pretty quick turnaround.
They probably
had end in January.
They probably have it all done
and come back
yeah.
in June.
They're just releasing it because that's the.
Or schedule. At least have the majority of it done at least. Because
they're trying
like
to catch both waves. They're trying to get the Mob Psycho and My Hero crowd, and they're trying to come back and get mm-hmm. that Jujutsu Kaisen Demon
exactly,
Slayer crowd
exactly.
too. That's pretty smart.
That's yeah, smart.
Mm. I got to be honest. At this point, I'm finishing my Attack on Titan because I'm in too deep. I can't not.
Are you
going to
finish the manga? Are you? I mean, would you read the manga right now? Because I read the manga.
No. I just heard the manga just doesn't end well, and hopefully they change the
That's
ending.
The crazy part is, like, they've been drawing all this out, and from what I've known or from what I've heard, like, 2 years ago when they finished this thing, people were just like, I'm not really feeling this ending. So maybe that's why they're drawing it out, is they're just like, we got
to figure it out.
We got to change some shit up because people are yeah. not going to be happy if we take this long to
animate
this.
And it was, I mean,
this.
But the yeah, I finished Attack on Titan and...
Was you bummed about the ending as much as people was about it? Or
I can, I not really, because what happened right before was fucking nuts. So I'm like, you can end okay. it like this, like yeah. yeah. But I can understand why people be up in arms about it. Like,
I do not think it is a bad show. Mm. It's right. just not my top three.
Yeah, understandable.
Of the new show, of the new stuff. Yeah. Or I guess of all time either.
Yeah, I think right now, My Hero. Right now, My Hero, from what I've read in the manga, could end better than Attack on Titan. And right now they're going for blows.
I think, without spoiling nothing, I think it's just for what the crescendo will be for it to end like that is just like, okay. Like, I think that's just the biggest thing. And I think yeah. if you go on a certain, I forgot what show it was, but it was, I think Goblin Slayer. Like, okay. what we were saying about Goblin Slayer is like, if you come in at a 2, you come out the gate with GR. And for our animation yeah. fans, yeah. y'all know what that
Robin
means.
Robin Grape.
Yeah.
People call it now.
I think, what does episode 12 look like?
Right. Yeah.
And if it doesn't look like that times 10, then I'm going to be disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just jump into it, our weekly poll this week. We do one every single episode. So what do we have this one for ICE for our weekly poll?
Yeah. So we have New Year's. It's been a New Year. We're a couple weeks in now. But we want to talk about our anime New Year's resolution. So we had a couple different things. We asked the Anime Shun Patreon, what is your anime New Year's resolution? So we had a couple different options. The one was finally finish that one anime, read more manga, finally start that one anime, branch out into new genres of anime, watch more anime, or watch less anime. And honestly, who would want to watch less anime? Unless it's like impeding on your life or something, or you're yeah. just like, you know what, this anime shit's getting out of control, I'm about to get fired. Like, okay, please, please, watch less anime. So you can have money, so you can subscribe to our Patreon. I guess I'll start from the bottom to the top. Bottom, of course, watch less anime.
It didn't get zero votes.
It didn't get zero.
Which is crazy.
Came
I was surprised.
2%. 2% of the votes came to watch less anime. The second one is, I think, is the you guys were on Kenan time. You said, I'm not branching out into new anime, so branch out into new genres of anime was a 10%. Finally, start that one anime was a 12%. Read manga, which was surprisingly top three at the third from top. Number two was finally finish that one anime. I feel like that's a majority of our fans are just anime. I think that's like the running joke amongst people
right,
in anime.
Yeah,
is like,
right.
Just I got to finish that one anime that I started 5 years ago. Which at this point, if you go back to that anime, just start over. Don't try to piece some shit together. You started that shit.
It depends how many episodes it is.
That's true.
If it was like, let's say you got halfway through like One Piece or Naruto, I'm like, I'm not starting back all over on them shit.
That's a very, yeah, I agree with that. Either watch a recap to get you up to speed.
Yep.
But if it's a 12-episoder, 27-episoder, run, just start over. Because you're going to be like, wait, what? And I'm talking from experience. And then the number one was watch more anime, of course, with 39% of the vote. So, guys, of this bunch right here, what is your anime New Year's resolution?
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm probably going to go with the top answer of watching more anime. It might be finish that one anime, with that one anime being Naruto, or at least just the original. But to be honest, I'm like, I still.
But I've seen you out here in the Naruto streets now. You giving
I have
you giving insight.
I'm almost 100 episodes in.
You're giving insight on, we asked who was the anime equivalent of Voldemort, and you came with a Naruto reference.
It's Orochimaru, for sure. Because that dude, we talked about it in a little bit in the group chat, but like the fact that he's got such a close affinity to snakes, the fact that he is just like absolutely fucking over these kids at their like exams or whatever, that's a classic Voldemort move. And, you know, the fact that he's just like, you know, his quest for immortality through, like, you know, different sorts of like forbidden magic and stuff. They have a very similar vibe to me. But I'm almost 100 episodes in.
You have 685 more to go.
So many more to go.
Are you doing fiddle list at all?
I've not. But
I suggest you get on it.
I might do that, because so far what I've been watching
it's pretty until it's like season four. That's when they start getting all fillery,
and that's where I'm at right now. It's like I'm about midway, maybe two thirds through season four. Like they just met up with Tsunade, ran into Orochimaru, they all summoned their big like animals or whatever and fought it out.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was pretty cool. But like I can tell right now they're like, all right, we just finished a big arc. We're gonna probably
You're gonna see Shinobi you will never see again.
Makes sense. So all that being said, I'm gonna say watch more, if only because like I'm not gonna put the pressure on myself to finish another 500 episodes this year.
Something that you've always said leading up to even the start of the podcast, you're just like, I fuck with anime, I'm not really an anime guy, I'm more into like Marvel, DC stuff, comic book stuff, but I'm getting do you, after 4 years of doing this, feel like you're more of an anime guy now?
I would say that I do feel like that, because for a lot of stuff, if people tell me, like, oh, I'm watching this, there's a good chance I've at least heard of it at this point.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, like, I mean, certainly there's always shit that's going to be out there that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Or certainly, like, I've got friends that have always been a little bit more into anime that now I can suggest stuff and be like, oh, you're not up on the new things? Check out Jujutsu Kaisen. Check out what's going on with Mob Psycho, or like check out what's going on with My Hero, and just be like, because I know a lot of people that like some of my friends that before I was even watching that much anime were just like, hey, you should check out the show My Hero, and they kind of fell off somewhere around like the season 4 or 5 stuff, and now I'm going back to them and being like, come back.
I will say it on record, Rob is the sole reason why I'm watching My Hero right now.
Yeah,
because he was like, hey man, come on, stop that,
come back. Season 6 is going crazy. So I would say much more than I would have considered myself at the start of this podcast, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, watch more anime, finish that one. That one is Mob Psycho season 2. But also too, for me, I want to go back, and I probably have to restart Fire Force. I feel like Brennan actually kind of detoured me off that show. He was like, man, they kind of do some whatever stuff on there. I'm just like, but I keep hearing that this shit is fire, no pun intended. Like,
really?
Yeah, I keep hearing that it's super
dope.
It's
good. I like it.
And I mean, there's bits and pieces, but that's almost every anime that we kind of watch, where there's stuff that's just like, all right, this is, I mean, even when the show we're watching with Garen Logan's, like, out the gate, they got it. Them things bouncing. It's just like, all right, come on. But it's just like,
they sure do.
Yeah, it's just like that. I mean, so I gotta understand that for a lot of anime, that's gonna be the case. I do already know that, and I feel like I let Brennan kind of like, you know, get me off my square with that for Fire Force. Mm-hmm. But those are the two
you from the West Coast.
Yeah, get up my square. But those are the two that I actually wanted to is season 2 of My Hero and Fire Force. The animation on Fire Force is
Mob Psycho.
I'm sorry, Mid Cycle season 2. I got to just finish that. Dope Cycle, Goat Cycle. But yeah, those are the ones for me. Ice.
Yeah, mine would be finally start that one anime. I think the two that come on my list is Seven Deadly Sins and Black Clover.
Black Clover is definitely the one that I've thought about.
That's like I wanna at some point get into it. I think before I get into a bigger one, I think I'm gonna try to knock out some more 12 episoders.
Sure.
Probably rack up another 10 to 15, just I guess to get my base knowledge even stronger. But then I'm gonna dive into a longer one. And no, I would never start One Piece, so don't try to bring that over here.
Yeah, I mean, your One Piece standard just doesn't have any weight.
I will say, short detour here. Chaz, you know, favorite guest on the podcast,
Faz Rogers.
We've been meeting with him for some other projects recently, and we were meeting with him and his daughter. It was a Zoom meeting, and his daughter was hanging out, and he's just like, "Oh yeah, this is my daughter. Like, yeah, I've been getting her into anime. Like, we've been watching One Piece, isn't that right?" And she's just like, "It's boring." And I was like, "Ice would love this girl."
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's my people right there. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
I wonder what she likes then.
Yeah. She likes she likes Chopper. I know. And Chaz is just like, he's my least favorite character, but I know she likes Chopper, who's the little reindeer dude.
But I'm saying what anime? anime yet.
Oh, I hear you. I feel like,
because he's got her into a lot of violence. Chaz has put her into a lot of violent stuff.
I don't got
like,
it.
Like extracurricular.
No. It's about for anime.
Oh, okay.
He's like, yo, watch this. It's like, I don't think your 4-year-old daughter should be watching Demon Slayer right now.
Yeah,
not
just
yet,
anyways. Heads off.
Yeah.
Cam, do you feel like you're an anime guy now?
Definitely. My camera's been kind of.
Yeah, you're so dark right
now.
It's blurry. It's very blurry.
You got the goddamn like somebody took it on a razor.
Yeah, I would say definitely become more of an anime person because I watched little to none before the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I got Bleach questions, I definitely come to you about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know that.
I mean, you earned it. 300 plus. Not to say that there's any type of gatekeeping, but like, you finished a big dog. Like, I think that. I think
a big
that's
dog and a goat at that for most.
Yeah. Is there any Bleach tattoos in your future?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh.
But this new series, maybe there's some new imagery. I had some ideas. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to get somebody tatted, then they do some fuck shit?
Yeah.
Byakuya just betrays everybody, and you're like, well, fuck, man. What am I going
to
do with this?
What I want it to mean anymore.
Getting some new ink. All right, man. So let's get into the Waxual Actuals for Gurren Lagann. I got a little bit for you. It ain't going to be a whole bunch. This is kind of last minute. But fuck it. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Gurren Lagann, known as Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann in Japanese.
Toppa.
I didn't know what it was called. So it's a mech anime. It actually started in April and September of 2007. One season under his belt.
Okay, just a one-off.
Just a one-off. It's the one doggy. It was directed by Hiroyuki Imiyoshi and another veteran playwright, Kazuki Nakashima. So let's go into the director,
okay,
man. The director, I think it's the wrong director. Rewind. The director. So he's been a key animator from some different things, co-founder of Studio Trigger. He's well known for Gurren Lagann, but he has some other ones under his belt. You know what I'm saying? He's directed Kill la Kill, which you can kind of tell by the animation style that's clearly
you can tell by the titties.
And that too. That's a big part of it. So he's directed Kill la Kill. He's done Dead Leaves, Cutie Honey. I don't know some of these. He was a Japanese Anime Expo guy for Sex and Violence and Mock Speed. He did some other ones that we might know of that's bigger. He directed Star Wars, Visions, the Twins episode.
Yes, I remember that.
And he's directed on Cyberpunk, Edge Runners. And Cyberpunk was pretty, was solid, man. The animation was dope on there.
Yeah, not a bad show. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Done some other stuff. He's a between animator for Neon Genesis, the 95 one. And let's see what else on here. Full Metal Alchemist, 2003, key animator for not Brotherhood, but Full Metal Alchemist. Episodes 4 and 22 on there. And he got some other ones notable on there, too.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid resume.
Pretty solid. As for the writer of it, he got some little bit under his belt too. Of course, Gurren Lagann himself, Kill la Kill. He pretty much wrote Kill la Kill.
Ah, okay.
2013. So these guys are kind of like a little bit of a team. Animation films. He did Batman Ninja. I don't know who.
Oh yeah, that's the
I've
3D,
heard of that.
That's the CGI
I've heard of it,
one.
But I've heard mixed reviews about it.
Mixed is a nice way of saying what I've heard about it.
Oh really?
I've not heard much good about Batman.
Is it a
Ninja.
Series?
I think it's just a movie.
When I saw clips here and there, it looked like it was fire.
It did look dope when I saw it.
But then we might
take some time out and watch it.
We gotta ask Keith because Keith is a Batman guy and he's big and.
I think he said he.
He was fucking with it.
I meant to say I know he doesn't fuck really with Gurren Lagann, so he was like, I might skip some of these podcasts.
I didn't know. Wasn't you and him going back and forth about Ice Gurren Lagann?
Some point, a little bit. I think he was going more back and forth with one of our guys, Tyler, about it because he loves Gurren Lagann. I was just kind of like, you're wild, and I just kind of left it at that.
Yeah, he was okay. He was not a fan.
Yeah.
And there's a few more. He does some live action films. He's done Hidden Fortress, The Last Princess. In 2008, and Seven Souls and Skull Castle 2004. He's done a few more things besides that too. But so Gurren Lagann has some hitters on there that has a few things under their belt.
Sure.
So let's get into now Rob's recap for Gurren Lagann episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah. So we start in the midst of a space battle as a captain of a ship faces millions of enemies. Like they're just like all those stars are our enemies. Like. Uncountable amount. He tells his first mate that, you know, he's going to alter space-time itself to defeat them all and grips a small drill. As he and his first mate bark out orders to go forward, we zoom out and see that their massive ship rests on a giant robotic head. We flash to another time where a boy named Simon lives in a colony beneath the surface. He works as a driller there, digging deeper into the ground to help expand their city, until one day he finds a small drill that we saw at the opening. As he examines it, Simon is mocked and shunned by everybody in the colony, but Kamina, an older boy who ropes Simon into his gang and is trying to break up to the surface. Kamina tells Simon that the drill is part of who he is and will help break them through. Their next plan to do so involves stealing a bunch of mole pigs and riding them up to the surface. And it's all going well until the chief finds them and knocks them flying off the pigs. Chief scolds them for, you know, that saying the surface isn't real, but Kamina insists that his father broke through the surface and is waiting for him up there. The other boys all flip on Kamina, but the chief bails Simon out, basically saying, like, your job's too important for you to get punished. So Kamina is forced to face the punishment alone. But before they leave, an earthquake rocks the colony. Everybody runs to hide except Kamina, who mocks them all for being scared and saying, you know, they wouldn't have to be so scared. They lived on the surface where no roof could fall in and crush them. And he's rewarded for that with a night in prison. That night, Simon continues to dig and finds a glowing object that reacts to the drill. He tunnels to the jail and breaks out Kamina to show him, but on their way, they are caught by the chief. He's about to punish them again when another earthquake rocks the colony, and a giant robotic beast falls into the colony. Kamina instantly stands up to fight the robot, who is not intimidated at all. But soon, a girl wielding a huge sniper rifle named Yoko falls into the pit and shoots the robot, drawing its attention. Kamina, Yoko, and Simon all team up to fight the robot, but flirting soon turns to infighting when the team chemistry doesn't really mix. Simon then leads them to the object he found, a large robot head that they can all fit inside, barely, and he can pilot with his drill key to fight back, and Kamina names the robot Logan. They jump back into the fight, but are still badly overmatched when the robot tries crushing them all inside Logan. Simon turns the key farther in the ignition, which produces a drill at the head of Logan. And with the new weapon, they charge the robot, hit it with the drill so hard that they carry it out of the pit colony, and it breaks apart upon the surface. And they just shoot up into the sky. Kamina and Simon wonder at the surface world and soon turn to fear as they drop to the ground. Simon is embarrassed to land on top of Yoko, but she brings him in close again as two more huge robots emerge from around a rock formation. As they run, Yoko explains that these robots are called gunmen, and that on the surface, it's just crawling with them. She had been ambushed by two, plus the one that fell into their colony, and terrified, Simon pilots Logan to take them away, while Yoko fires at the gunmen to no avail. Luckily, they are saved when a group of humans joins in the shooting, destroying one and driving its shadowy pilot out, only to be saved by another gunman before retreating. Yoko explains that these are the Beastmen, and every day they arrive at sunrise with their gunmen, causing havoc and destruction, only to leave at sunset. But nobody knows why they do it. That night, they bask under the moon and stars. Simon and Kamina meet the other members of Yoko's group that saved them. One is Liron, a gender-neutral mechanic genius that likes making Simon and Kamina uncomfortable by flirting with them. Liron tries examining Logan, but they're unable to start it up. That is until Simon starts staring at Yoko's cleavage in response to his, we'll call it, male spirit.
So, hold on, let me ask you this then. So in the Japanese version in the sub, I'm watching the dub. Mm-hmm. Are they saying Simon?
Yeah, I think so.
They're saying semen in the dub.
I mean, listen, I don't know exactly how they're pronouncing it, but it's written as the
Simon.
Name.
It's written
Simon.
As Simon. Yeah, even when I watched the you know, I guess the word, but it's saying like semen. Come on, semen. Like,
no, don't do that.
I was like, I feel like this is like they're playing with this shit on purpose.
They might be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the titties is no different. Like, we already there.
Yeah,
we are already
there. Yeah, with
I was kind of just like, that's a weird way to say this. They don't have to say this.
You can go ahead and anglicize that, I think. Go ahead and just say Simon.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah.
No, I got you. I'm gonna go with Simon. I'm gonna keep going with Simon. As the group ventures back to their home base, Yoko explains that they used to live underground as well, but they were forced to flee to the surface. Now they do their best to survive there, and we quickly see that that is not easy as they come across a skeleton. But the group decides to take the time to bury it, much to Kamina's annoyance, but he doesn't really see the point of doing that. When they make it to the surface colony, Simon and Kamina sleep off the day, and Kamina dreams of when his father brought him to the surface for the first time, wearing a fancy rings and a cape. And it was clear that Kamina wasn't ready to leave. His father left him saying, hey, man, when you're ready, come and find me. The next morning.
Good old gang.
It is, yeah, exactly. It isn't long before the gunmen return to attack. Simon tells Kamina to pilot Logan, but the older boy says, hey, this belongs to you. As the others rush off to meet the gunmen in battle, Simon stays behind and struggles to get Logan to start. On the front lines, Kamina witnesses the gunmen approach as they bring in more backup, and a new gunman lands with them from outer space. Kamina sees the fancy new gunman and says to himself, That one's going to be mine. I'm claiming that for myself. It's my personal vehicle. As Simon hears them land as well, he realizes that it was the gunmen who caused the earthquakes and avalanches in the colony, when one of which caused a cave-in that killed his parents. Overcome with the want for revenge, Logan kicks into overdrive, and it's a good thing, too, because the colonists are getting absolutely destroyed by the gunmen. Kamina jumps aboard Logan as Simon runs in and charges the new gunmen. After Kamina tries hammering it open with a gun, which is pretty funny, Simon pries the gunman mouth open, revealing the Beastman pilot inside. They kick him out, but even when he's in the driver's seat, Kamina can't quite get it to work, and the two remaining gunmen start beating up on Logan. As Kamina tries to get things to work, a video screen pops up and shows him a skull in the dirt. Faced with death, Kamina is able to get the gunman to activate and respond to him. He punches one enemy so hard the gunman's arm shatters. Then he picks up Logan and throws it towards the enemy, and Simon activates a drill that cuts through them both, causing a huge explosion. As they celebrate that night, Kamina names his gunman suit Gurren, and then he goes to thank the skeleton that motivated him by giving it a burial. But when he examines the body closer, he realizes it has the rings and the cape his father wore on the day of his departure. Kamina shouts for his father in disbelief and grief as he found him too late. And that's where we end episodes 1 and 2 of Gurren Lagann.
Bro, he lost his pops. You laughing?
I'm laughing because you were like, oh, just like Ging. And I was just like, no. It's not like.
Still not quite as bad as Ging. You know?
He left his son was just like, I don't want to fuck with you like that. He died.
Yeah.
At least from what we thinking right now, he's dead. Like, the whole skeleton just in the fucking dirt. Just. Thank you, Rob, for the recap as always,
for sure,
man.
For sure.
All right. So I know it's early, fellas. I know it's early. But out of these mech animes that we've seen so far, Evangelion, Iron-Blooded Orphan Season 1 and 2, and Gurren Lagann, what world would you rather live in? Me, personally, as of right now, Gurren Lagann seems fun. Mm. They having fun. They laughing in there. It's fucked up. But at least they got some humor. There wasn't much humor in the other two shows.
Not a whole lot.
Evangelion was a serious business. Shinji was a bitch, but he was crying. He was like, I don't want to do this!
Get in the robot, Shinji.
Yeah. What's up, boy name? I forgot his name. The main fighter.
Mikazuki.
Mikazuki, man. He was about that business.
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded paralyzed killer at like down. 13.
Lost his feeling in his body.
Lost everything, bro. All the homies got killed in, spoiler alert, all the homies got killed in that shit. As of right now, this is like the most fun to be in. What about you, Rob?
I agree with a lot of your assessment here. Evangelion is not a good time. Everybody is depressed. Everybody on Evangelion is like, it's just they're a bad hang. Like, I don't really, there's nobody on Evangelion that I really would like to spend
any time
with.
Be middle school or high school buddies with?
No, man. Iron-Blooded Orphans, like, I don't know. That's tough because it's a tough world too, because people are getting exploited. There's child soldiers out here. I'll skip to the end here and say, like, I agree. Gurren Lagann for me. Because, like, in Iron-Blooded Orphans, which is probably my second choice, it's like, there's the haves and the have-nots, like, hardcore on that show.
That's fair.
At least on Gurren Lagann, it's just, like, humanity's all, at least as far as we could tell so far, like you said, it's early, humanity's all in it together. It's like, it's us and it's the Beastmen, and they are trying to wipe us out.
Yeah.
So, like you said, at least, and they're still trying to have a good time, you know, even outside of that. So, like, at least, you know, it's not like people are being exploited as far as we can tell on Gurren Lagann. On Iron-Blooded Orphans, it was bad. There was a lot of poverty and a lot of people in bad situations on Iron-Blooded Orphans.
What are they eating? What are they eating? Pig steak? What was it called?
Mole pig steak?
Ugh.
It's tough.
That looked disgusting.
And that's the best of the best.
Yeah, that's the best of the best of right now.
I think for me, I know what like kind of happens with Gurren Lagann, so I can't necessarily say, but I think it all comes down to how close am I to it.
That's a good point.
Because I would technically pick, I'm not technically, I would actually pick Evangelion, because Evangelion is just Tokyo. It's just a regular Tokyo, and the Evangelions and Eva's, that's a one-moment thing that wasn't really supposed to happen, and they were living their lives regular, prior to that. Yeah. Like, it was just a regular life for everybody
outside. They had a couple of evacuations.
Yeah.
They had a couple tough days.
Yeah. But outside of that, it's just regular Tokyo. So I would go Evangelion just because it's a regular world outside of that moment. And if I'm a bystander, then I'm having a decent life. Yeah. Now, if I've got to get in the EVAs all the time, then that's different.
That's tough.
But just as the world, I'm going to just take it as a bystander. I'm going to go Evangelion.
All right. If you lived in the specific world in Gurren Lagann, would you choose to live in a relatively safe, safety underground, or try to fight for survival on the surface, Rob?
Man, it would be a tough life, but I think I'd try to go for survival on the surface, if only because even just watching Simon like do all that drilling stuff, like I get like claustrophobic just watching that.
Yeah.
Like people doing like spelunking and cave exploring, like I never
spelunking. Fuck that.
Never. Like yeah. What was that? Did you see that horror movie back in the day where like with like the mole people or whatever underground? Was it The Descent? I think it was.
Was
like,
it The Descent?
Yeah, I think like all these girls kind of like go into this cave and there's monsters under the surface or whatever. That movie freaked me out because it's all about them like crawling through like these dark caves with no light. You know, just like the idea of a cave-in and being stuck there gives me such anxiety that I would like. I'm with Kamina. I'm like, get me to the surface. I can't live down here like this.
Ice.
I will be. I gotta see what's going on up top. I think this 3-fucking-week run of rain has proven anything to me. Is just like I like the sun and I want to see the sun. I want to be around the sun. And I would rather just get that sunlight than be underground all the time. And this is dirty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're sun people, you know. As the blacks, the African Americans, we are sun people. I need my melanin needs that, and you can't be clean down there. Like it's like, yo, what's up, baby girl? You got dirt on your face.
Yeah.
The dick ain't never clean. The vagina ain't never clean. I know they musty down there.
I might have to fight, but at least I can get to some water. I can get to some pond. Yeah.
It's crazy because like those three girls are like mocking Simon, just like, you stink. I'm like, you got to stink. There's no way you don't stink.
All of us stink. Yeah. What are you talking about? We all funky in this bitch. We sharing one thing of soap that got hair on it. This is, what are you talking about? So yeah, I mean, I always think about like when I be seeing some of these movies, you know, that of the underground people. I just think when you're out on the, and here's the thing, I always think about like, yo, I guess this might go into the next question, but like, yeah, I'd rather be on the surface.
Yeah,
definitely. Next question. Do you think there is a society of people living underground? And if so, are they more advanced than us? Ice.
I do believe somewhere, somehow, some way, that there are people that live underground.
Like the lizard men?
Not like the
us?
Huh?
Us?
Like, oh, yeah, like us. Yeah, like I think that's a good example. But I think it's a by-choice situation, and I will go as far as to say either they're on the same level as us or they're more advanced than us. Because at some point, stuff changes where you have to have a certain system of things together to live. You have to have maybe to get food without being noticed, get water without being noticed. And that takes intelligence. So I do believe somebody maybe got a hold of a high-end technology and was like, if we give this to the masses, they will kill each other. So until we find a way or until they get their shit together, let's just chill under here and live.
Man. Yeah, I mean, that'd be crazy. That's like the ancient Egyptians. They would just say, all right, we going.
Yeah, because they still don't know
how stuff was done.
Yeah.
They have reasons that they think like, it maybe was done this way, or giants, or a whole bunch of other shit. You know, I mean, somebody had a theory about like, we're the underground people. Like the atmosphere that we see isn't really the atmosphere or space. It's like there's another thing above that, or like that's technically the ocean, and space is actually the ocean. You know what I'm saying? I've heard theories like that in the weird space where it's like, and I was just like, all right, for fun, that's just like, all right, that's cool, but like.
Yeah, that's a fun idea. It's like, that's some like, yeah, pass
don't,
me
don't
that.
Let, you know, don't let Neil deGrasse Tyson some of that hear that.
Oh, he'll lose it. Yeah. Oh, you fucking. Ah! but yeah, I always think about that too, in the sense of like, yo, I think there is an underground society for sure. And there's too many bunkers under there too. Like the government already has the bunkers and stuff under there. So they got stuff going on under there right now.
I think if anything is like a duality, like they go down there sometimes, kick it, come back up, and then you might be mingling and talking to somebody that you don't even know is the president of the underground world.
That'd
or something
be, that'd
like
be
that.
Wild.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
they would be pale as shit, though.
He's just like a stalker at fucking Ralph's up top, and he's just the king down there.
He's like, you don't even understand. I'm the guy, Rob.
I mean, I know, like, in New York, there's definitely, like, colonies of people that, like, live in the old, like, abandoned subway tunnels and stuff like that.
Really?
But they're definitely not more advanced. It's people, like, some of it's, like, they didn't really have a choice, but now they've just, like, you know, they become, you know, they just don't know any other way. You know what I mean?
Do you know of the way of what they know? Like, do you know, like, maybe even like their lifestyle, because I think I heard Vegas kind of has a similar type
Vegas
of,
has it, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Those are mostly people that are like homeless,
and it's the same in New York. Gotcha. Like that's the thing is like they didn't have anywhere else to go, and they're essentially just like kind of, you know, I don't want to say stuck because in some ways it's just like that's the life they know now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it there. I think I was watching like a doc on it, and it's just like yeah, there's these people that they call them like tunnel people, and they just live underneath, and they scrap and they forge and they come out and they like find what they need and then they just go back and they live underneath there and they live that way. And like it's tough. I don't know if there's like a more advanced civilization. Mm-hmm. When I tend to think about like people living underground or adapting to it, I do tend to think more of like an us or like the Descent or like Barbarian or something like that.
Like they got pushed out to that. So maybe they're not more civil and more advanced or more.
I mean, it would be interesting if there was like an underground like Atlantis or something like that where it's just like, oh, there's this underground civilization that they were just like, we could go up, but you know what? We've got it figured out down here, so we don't really need
and
that.
We every time the winds up, y'all stay fucking shit up. Y'all gonna come down here, try to take all our shit, mess all our stuff up. We don't even really want to mingle with y'all like that. Yeah, that's where it can get. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
All right, let's get into our likes and dislikes of these first two episodes.
You didn't have a question for this one?
Yeah.
You're right.
I try to like go back a little quicker. So episodes 1 and 2 of Gurren Lagann. I'll set it off. So far it's fun. Two episodes in, it's fun. I like the animation of this show. Like I said, I was a big fan of Kill la Kill's animation. It's probably some of my favorite animation to watch. Is how it's done. Excuse me, take two. How it's done. It was fun to watch. What's the comedy? What's the name?
Kamina.
He was annoying. He was very very annoying. But
really,
he was annoying to me at one point. But then I feel like he's needed.
Interesting. You say Kamina is annoying.
The dude with the tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, he was too. To me.
I was watching that show like Keenan's gonna love this dude.
At first, I was. But
who the hell do you think I give
him 100%. He's all with the smoke. He's all for sure. I'm a man. Men don't run. Who wants what? Let's just get it on. But at a certain point in time, I was just like, all right, bro. It was kind of getting a little bit over the top for me. Maybe it was the dub that I was watching. You know what I'm saying? It could be that.
You're doing watching dubs anyway, man.
I just needed to get through.
Sometimes you got full laundry. I don't know.
Yeah, but but still, as of right now, the characters have been fun. Is you know they on there got bouncing titties gone. But so far, the characters that they brought in have been funny. The androgynous dude, like he's I feel like he's gonna be the comic relief in here. He's gonna be wilding out. So far out of these two episodes, I would give them I give it like a 6,700. I feel like it's gonna possibly go up from here. Like I said, I'm also not a big mech guy when it comes to anime. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Iron Blooded Orphans kind of gave me a little bit of a boost, but still, as of right now, I don't really care to watch a whole bunch of mech. Mm. Rob?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. It's a very fun show, and it definitely gives me, like, an Iron Blooded Orphans meets Kill la Kill sort of vibe. So when you told me, or when you did the factual actuals, and it turns out it's very closely associated with Kill la Kill, not a big surprise.
Yeah.
I generally like the characters. I'll be honest, the Yoko stuff, you know what I'm talking about, is a little much for me.
It was a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
First two episodes, too.
It's a lot. but that being said, generally, I like all the characters. And I think it'll be a good time. I think there will be some emotional stakes that they set up in the future just because, like, I think they're starting with the funny. And I think just based off of that cold open, which I don't know too much about, I've not looked up, I have my theories that I don't really necessarily want to get into right now. But I think there's going to be a lot more at stake than it necessarily feels right now. Like, right now it feels very small and, like, very contained. And I think it's going to blow up in a big way. So I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm having a good time right now. We'll see what happens. I'd give it a 6,500.
And I would you say, is this a one-season show, or that isn't continue it?
No, it's one season.
Okay.
They get it done.
Go ahead. Get into your stuff.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I didn't feel like, oh, I got to watch it again. Even when it was brought up to even watch, I was happy to do it. And I don't feel like this is probably one of the first. I mean, I'm happy to be watching it again, I guess, to keep my answer short. And trying to have those buffers as much as I can.
Yeah, that's right.
Without,
you know,
knowing what's happening. And just, you know, when you guys say something, just have to make a face like, all right, yeah. All right, cool. But I am excited for these next stretch episodes. Like the next six to eight episodes are really going to formulate what the show is. So I'm excited to watch you guys experience that, especially hearing what you guys just said. So I'm just going to keep it somewhere in the middle. I'm going to give it a 6,500 as well.
Okay.
All right. So that is Gurren Lagann, episodes 1 and 2 of season 1, only one season. I think this is where we kind of relieve ice, because we're going to get into the My Hero talk. And it's gonna
unless you
want to be spoiled.
Unless you want to find out.
Yeah, I don't think you don't want to find out this stuff, because you got to this. If you got to season 6 with all this stuff going on, and you're happy about how they pulled up,
yeah,
you don't want to. You don't want to hear anything.
I'm actually
have to say.
One thing I will ask y'all: will we see the traitor this season?
As of right now, no.
Okay,
I don't know who it is. No. Keenan does.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But that was from you. You spoiled the manga. You saw something.
Yeah,
spoiled.
And I was like, oh shit, yeah.
And you don't even knowing what you know watching this season. Can you kind of see that?
No.
That's amazing.
Not at all.
That's great.
I still have no idea. I had my theory, and I ran it back to Keenan, and he said no. So
not even close.
I don't think anybody's going to guess who this person is.
It's wild. I don't know.
I'm a when I catch up. I'm a, by the next time we
give
do
me,
this.
Give me your theory. Give
right
me,
now.
Give, no. When you well, yeah. You can give it to me right now. You can give it to me when you're
right now. I think that is the lady. The right hand lady, the Miss Midnight, is that her name?
Miss Midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep watching.
I think it's her. She just be popping up and be like, hey guys, what's up?
Keep watching, man.
But then I'm gonna watch these episodes and I'm gonna see what it is. And I got questions to ask y'all, but I feel like they're gonna be answered, because this shit with Hawks is eating at me, and I feel like well, I guess I just need to watch it, because I feel like
what do
y'all
going. What do you,
yeah, what do you want to know about?
Well, I mean, we'll let you know if we can say it. We can't. We'll spoil something. We'll go ahead. Spock, Hawks,
what
Hawks,
you
want to
know about Hawks, guys?
Yeah.
I feel like Hawks, is he like trying to get other, is he trying to turn the villains too, though? Like, is he trying to bring people on their side as well? Is he like a double, I feel like he's a little, is he a double, triple agent, quadruple agent?
It's not as complicated. He's a double agent, essentially.
Okay. That's all it is. He's still a hero.
He watches.
Okay, that's why I just like, I feel there's something itching at me that like,
yeah,
he's not a hero. Like something is bothering me to where it's like,
because Keenan may know more than me right now. I can give you an answer, and I don't know how far it goes, but I will say just, keep watching. It's interesting, because I think a lot of even just what we've covered in this season so far is what makes a hero a hero, what makes a villain a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I will say this, and that might be done. I do like the level up. Very seldom do you see a villain's level up. I think anime is infamous for just having a villain come back and be strong, but I really bought stock in the company of Shiraki, the Collateral Villain League or something like that.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Not villain, they don't say villain no more. The Collateral Liberation Army, which by far the worst name of any villain organization
it's
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But I bought a lot of stock in Shiraki because he earned his way fighting Giron and then going over there and fighting the long nosed dude with the stress stuff.
Redestro.
Redestro, yeah. And I was like, and going to his backstory and all of that, I'm like, I like Shiraki. I wouldn't say it's Killmonger level of liking a villain, but I can find myself understanding where him and his gang are coming from.
Yeah, man, you got about 14, 15 episodes of good time coming up.
Yeah.
Are we doing this next week too? My Hero next week?
No, next week will be next 2 episodes of Gurren Lagann, and then the first 2 episodes of Vinland Saga.
Okay, yep. So by the time, this is my word, by the time we get back to My Hero, I'll be caught up.
You ain't
very good.
You ain't seen no smoke yet, bro.
I'm very excited for you, man.
I'm going to watch a lot tonight. I'm probably be caught up by this weekend.
Awesome.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, bro.
See you on the second.
All right, see you in a bit. Yeah, get you don't want to just make sure you can't hear anything.
Make sure you can't hear anything, bro. Yeah.
Get your headphones, put on the noise canceling. Yeah, I don't want anything spoiled for you at this point. You've come so far.
Yeah, it's so beautifully done. The writing on this has been good. But let's jump into My Hero episodes, 13 and 14, I believe it is?
14 and 15.
That's my bad. 14 episodes, 14 and 15, so My Hero Academia.
Yeah, right. So Deku recaps days before the coordinated attack on the villain compound. Redestor had been lured to a government meeting thinking that they wanted to contract his company, but in truth, it was a sting to arrest him. The op went bad, however, broke out into violence, and when Redestor turned out to just be a twice copy and escaped, the public safety chairwoman was wounded and put the council in chaos before the attack. Still, the attack went on as planned. As we saw it, the events unfolded as we saw them in the last 13 or so episodes. As it totaled up for the villains, Garaki, Gigantomachia, Geddon, Redestro, and Mr. Compress, and Hanabata of the Hearts and Minds Party were arrested with almost 17,000 other villains at the compound and escapees and sympathizers that were tracked down later. 17,000 villains arrested. Twice, of course, killed in action. For the heroes, though, Endeavor, Bakugo, Gran Torino, and Mirko were all badly injured, but Midnight, Ice is in for one.
Yeah.
Midnight, Majestic, X-Cross, Crust, and many others killed in the fight.
Yeah.
Dead. On top of that, mass destruction was left in Kamino City, and we see that Aravity is trying her best to help people in the wreckage, even as other heroes are giving up, overwhelmed by the carnage and destruction. The damage was also done on the hero reputation with the release of Dobby's tape and his destruction of Endeavor's image. It's a rough ending for the heroes who fought hard to stop the violence, and the students themselves who are completely left out of the write-up due to legal reasons. Still, as Deku is wheeled away from the fight on a stretcher, he thinks to himself that Shigaraki looked like he wanted to be rescued when he saw him in the realm of One for All. Even though it wasn't a complete victory for them, though, the villains are basking in the afterglow of the day, and Shigaraki, Spinner, Skeptic, and Dobby and Toga all escaped with seven Nomus and All for One, who's controlling, well, not his main body, but he is controlling Shigaraki's body, and he has a plan for what to do next. Rescue his true body from the legendary prison, Tartarus, while Shigaraki continues to heal. Spinner is unsure at first, says he agreed to follow Shigaraki, not whoever is controlling him, but All for One insists, you know, hey, I want what Shigaraki wants, and I see this young man as my successor, and so, you know, he's going to help me take over the world, and we're going to rule as the Demon Lord. Cool. At Supermax Supervillain Prison of Tartarus, the worst of the worst villains are held. It is heavily fortified, and yet it stands little chance against the controlled Shigaraki and the Nomus when the attack commences. The villains easily break through the defenses, killing heroes that stand in their way. As the guards try activating the failsafes in the prison, All for One and Shigaraki simultaneously send off electric blasts from the inside and outside of the prison, completely shutting them down with an EMP attack. Soon, the prisoners are all freed, and the greatest villains that have proved to be the most trouble for the heroes throughout the series are released, including Muscular, Moonfish, Stain, Overhaul, and of course, All for One. As the villains riot and assemble in the yard, All for One stands with them with Shigaraki and offers them all freedom if they just follow his orders. Within the next 6 hours, the highest security prisons are all across Japan, all of them are hit in quick succession with the inmates all just being released. And it starts a crime wave that the already beleaguered heroes are struggling to stop. 2 days later, Bakugo wakes up in the hospital and his classmates are there to fill him in on what happened. Eraserhead sits with present Mike, asking about his students, and the two wonder about how things went so wrong when they felt like they did everything right. Outside the hospital, there are crowds of protesters looking for answers from Endeavor and Todoroki, too badly burned to even speak. And he agonizes about how much, you know, he was acting like his brother Toya / Dobby and how he held onto his hatred for his father. And it dawns on him that, you know, basically it will be on him to beat his brother. But his friends try to comfort him. Soon his family arrives to do the same. Elsewhere, Bakugo fights through his friends that they try to hold him back in the hospital bed as he marches towards Deku's room after hearing that even after sacrificing himself to save him from being stabbed, Deku still lies unconscious in his hospital bed with no sign of waking up. And that is where we finish episodes 14 and 15 of My Hero.
Fucking dogged walk. That's all I gotta say. Great job again, Rob.
Yeah,
man, damn it.
I will say, like, that was one of the funny, like, Brent and I were catching up about this last stretch of episodes, and he was like, my favorite part, the funniest part to me is those two dudes standing outside the prison just being like, man, I wish I was at that fight, man. If I was there, I would have done this, I would have done that, and they got brutally torn apart within seconds of the Nomu
show. My brother's dead. It's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that quickly, bro. Yeah, the,
oof.
Yeah, the heroes are just, they're overwhelmed right now.
Completely overwhelmed.
And I love it. I love the fact that and they're doing this in this show. They're not making the heroes, like, they're finding out ways to get shit done. So first question, let's get into it. If you can take one piece, oh, my bad.
Oh, that's actually from the last show, so you can skip that
question. My bad. Looking at the final tally after this huge brawl, who won, the heroes or the villains, Rob?
Man, I mean, listen, the heroes, like I said, they grabbed 17,000 villains. That's not a small number. That is not at all.
That's crazy. They even got that many, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
And still, I think the damage done to the hero community is absolutely irreparable.
Yeah.
This was, I mean, if, I don't know if you can call it a complete victory, but it's definitely a moral victory for the villains here. Mm-hmm. They did what they set out to do. They got their guy. He's not fully, you know, powered up at this point, but I mean, they came out guns blazing, still just like, I'm not gonna give him a rest. Yeah. We're not even waiting till tomorrow. Tonight, it's round two. Let's go. And like, the heroes just, they don't have it.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
And that was what was scary to me. It's like, they didn't even fucking wait, which tells me, which is why I love how they want all the smoke. I give it to you too. What you said, I give it to the villains. The villains to me got the victory because, yeah, you arrested 17,000 villains, but how strong were they? How good were they? Who cares?
You rank and file, man.
You knocked off the big dogs on this show. Endeavor, down and out. Fucking Deku, down and out. Todoroki, down and out. Like, all Bakugo, all the big dogs that we love are fucked. If they came to fight today, it's over.
Yeah.
It's
Hawks
a rap.
Is fucked up.
Hawks is fucked up. You got, I mean, Best Genius, and like, you got a few others. But it's just
like, he was fucked up too.
And yeah, he got jacked up. And it's like, yeah, they don't have, if the villains decided to go on a real, and that's the thing, Shigaraki wasn't even at full power.
No.
So in their head, they're just like, oh, we did this at, I don't know what they call them, maybe half or 75.
I think they said like 70%.
70% power, we did this.
Yeah.
70% power, we pretty much, we essentially beat the top dog heroes, but we were just a little fucked up too.
We'll be all right.
Because once One For All comes back into play too,
mm-hmm.
It's like, that's how they're looking at it. It's just like, yo, they got too many weapons. And if you get, what's the dude's name again? The muscle dude?
Oh, Muscular?
Muscular. Yeah. If you get him, oh, bro, come on, bro. Yeah, they got fucking whooped.
Yeah.
They got ran through. Next question. How would you rate, as so far, Shigaraki as a villain? Damn, let me tell you something. This dude, I mean, it's hard. I guess it's hard to rate because he's mentally being taken over by One For All.
Yeah.
But if I'm adding that as his villain, he's up there. He's a top villain, bro. He's up there probably as a top 10 villain from what I've seen. Because for you to, like you said, for you to dog walk these motherfuckers and be like, all right, 12 hours later, whatever it is, not even that, we're going back to work.
Yeah.
To me, that is gangster to me. That is some crazy shit. Oh, they're down and out right now. Let's go. Even if we're hurting, they're hurting worse than we're hurting right now. Let's go finish the fucking job. I'm here to kill y'all. There's heroes that are dead that some people probably loved.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Eraserhead. He's essentially,
he might be retired.
Fucking limb chopped off, missing a fucking eye. Like, he is damaged.
Damaged.
Yes. Todoroki's fucking throat is burnt. He can't even talk as of right now.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Yeah, as a villain, he did his fucking job. I respect it. I'm actually liking him more and more as a villain every time I see this dude on screen. And, you know, I just can't wait till it starts to continue, go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you watched. Did you watch the beginning credits or the beginning intro song?
I didn't. I skipped. I don't think I watched. I skipped through a lot of it because there's spoilers in there.
So yeah, how you feel, Rob?
I agree with a lot of what you said. My only counterpoint is, if I'm going to get nitpicky about it, is I got to give a lot of that to All For One.
And that's what I'm saying. If I wasn't giving that,
right.
Yeah.
Because the only reason that I think you can give the villains or the heroes some points for how this went is because Shigaraki went a little too hard too fast.
Yeah.
He was the kid that was, you know, riding his bike down the hill, lost control of the bike, was doing the best that he could, and then it was just like, if All For One doesn't come in there and take control of the bike,
yeah,
it would have been a problem. Because like he said, he was just like, he was out of control. He was coming in a little too hot with it. He told him to pull back and retreat because you're not ready. Mm-hmm. And he thought he could handle it all, and he's just not there yet. That being said, I mean, he's got it. Like, he's definitely got the want to be that sort of master villain for sure.
Yeah.
But right now, for what's happening and for all, how this is all breaking down, I got to give a lot of that to All For One. But I still, if the question is how would I rank Shigaraki, the only one that I can put above him at this point, at least on this show, is All For One.
Yeah. You know? On the show, yeah, it's only All For One. And then as, like, I mean, he's, I mean, and I guess it's hard to say, depending on how you feel, if he's even really a villain or not.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on that, too.
Yeah, because like we talked about with Ice before he left, like a lot of with the season, like the villains have some points where it's just like there are people that fell through the cracks here.
Yeah.
And the Hero Society doesn't account for that.
Yeah. So next question. With some recently escaped prisoners from Tartarus, who do you think is the biggest problem other than All For One?
Man, looking at that group of villains coming out, because the big question for me, and remind me, because you might even know based on your other the stuff that you've read, did they end up stealing or did they hit Overhaul with an eraser round? Or did he lose his powers? Did he lose his quirk? Because I know he lost his arms. But I wasn't sure. Because I remember when like he got arrested, when Overhaul got arrested, and they were like taking him to prison, essentially. Shigaraki and the other villains, like, basically, they killed a couple of heroes, carjacked the car, took him out into the highway, and, like, maimed him and beat him the fuck up. And Shigaraki was just like, don't you ever come to my house and tell me what the fuck to do. And, like, basically embarrassed him there on the street. I remember that happened. But I couldn't remember. It seemed like they might have hit him with an eraser around there. And I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
All right.
Keep talking about him.
If he's still got his quirk, I'd say Overhaul is a big problem. I'd say Overhaul is probably the one that I'm most worried about, other than All For One, of course. If he doesn't, If it's not for Overhaul, I would say, Muscular might be a problem to anybody other than maybe Deku. Because Deku beat him when he didn't have what he has now. You know what I mean? Like, Deku, yeah. Like he had to go balls to the wall to beat Muscular, but his limit is higher now than it was then. And I think Deku could handle Muscular, but anybody else might have a big issue with him.
Yeah. Well, Stain was in that mix, right?
Stain is in that mix. Stain we saw, and I, because again, talking with Brendan, he didn't even see Stain in there, and I had to point him out. I showed him the clip. I was like, no, he's right there.
Mm.
The reason I'm like, I don't know if it's Stain, and why I think it would be perfectly fine and understandable if Stain is your answer, I couldn't read Stain's expression. Stain looked somewhat horrified to see that this was happening. Because as we've talked about before, he's not necessarily pro-villain.
Yeah.
He's anti-fake-ass heroes.
Yeah.
And so I think he might be looking at this as just like, oh, shit. Like, I even think there's a level of, like, Stain maybe not necessarily being down with what he's inspired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I could see, and this is probably not necessarily a super apt comparison, but I think back even to watching Bleach when the Quincy King went to go talk with Aizen, and he's just like, hey man, come on and like join me and we can destroy Soul Society together. And Aizen was just like, I don't fucking like Quincy's. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I'm not working with you. Fuck off. Like, I want to destroy Soul Society. I'll do it my way.
Yeah.
And I could see Stain just being like, I'm not following Shigaraki. I'm not following All For One. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
So that's why for me, Stain is not the answer, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Out of these villains, as much as I love Stain, I feel like it's the same thing. Kind of what you said. It's like he was just like, bro, this is what I inspire. This is not what I was going for. This is not what I meant at all. You guys took it way too far. And now, what do I do? Do I step in and be like, I got to take some of y'all out too? Do I let the fucking dominoes fall the way they fall? But I'm interested to see the Muscular dude. I mean, I know you said you're not worried about him. I do feel like I liked him as a character, maybe because I just liked him, and I wanted to see him kind of get down and get busy and see how strong he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the girl with the purple hair?
That is somebody I don't recognize at all.
I forgot. I feel like we know who she is.
If she was in a movie, one of the movies or something like that.
Yeah.
Because when Brennan and I were watching that clip, she's either right before or right after they show Stain, and I was like, I asked him, do you remember who she is? And I don't want to look anything up and spoil anything.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't know, we didn't recognize her.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know or remember who she is. But I felt like they kept showing her and she's going to be dangerous. Because I don't even remember when I'm reading the manga that she's really much in there.
You know who they didn't show? Gentle Criminal. That dude is not in there. He was not in the Supermax. They had that dude in sub-minimum penitentiary.
I feel like when I was reading a recent manga, like, the girl that he was with is in one of the recent chapters, yeah.
Okay. Because what, like, her thing is, like, she can make people she cares about more powerful, isn't that what it is?
It was something, I think she might even use her quirk, or she's about to use her quirk, was about to have, I forgot. But,
gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's for me. I mean, besides, like, yeah, All for One, it's like, I feel like the muscular dude, and I feel like some of the other guys we don't necessarily know a whole bunch about. I'm just trying to figure out, hero-wise, where's the voice guy at? I feel like he'll be crucial in this shit.
Mm. You mean the student.
The student
that's
that can
right.
use his voice and control you or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I'm surprised.
I feel like that's huge.
Yes, I agree.
So I think they're dropping the ball as of right now. I don't even know how much he's in the newer manga that I really watch, for real.
That'd be a huge drop ball.
Yeah. So the last question here, can you truly beat the villains or a villain if you're not willing to kill? My personal opinion, no. Well, I guess it depends on the villain. If you have a villain that's a killer, like Shigaraki and all, they don't give a shit. They're here to take lives. And if you don't kill them, they're going to continue to take lives. Mm. It don't matter how many times you lock them up. They're going to most likely escape. Is, I guess, like, I don't know a whole bunch about the Joker and Batman. I know a little bit, but I feel like he's killed hella people.
He has. That's where Red Hood has a huge problem with Batman.
And it's just like, yeah, because he killed the original Robin. I mean,
the second Robin.
Yeah, he turned into Red Hood. It's just like, yo, bro, I feel like, in my personal opinion, if we had a hero society, I'm like, hey, man, depending on the level of threat of the villain, that motherfucker got to go. If it's gentle criminal, yeah, you don't kill him. That's crazy. But shit, All for One, get him the fuck up out of here, bro. Yeah. We're getting you up out of here, dog. There's no question about it. You're dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, we killed him. Like, you want him alive? Do you understand? It's like, and I understand, like, people are looking at how America's, you know, we how we invade and we go and kill motherfuckers and shit. Like, I understand. But like, yo, this is, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it in this particular case. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely situations. And I feel like what they're foreshadowing, and I could be wrong, but obviously with what Deku is considering with Shigaraki and why I put it in the recap in the first place, is it seems like they're trying to walk this line of, like, can Shigaraki's be redeemed? You know what
Fuck
I mean?
Fuck no.
And that's the thing. He certainly, he's got a lot of blood on his hands. But, and I don't know that there will ever be a scenario where it's just like, oh, this is our guy Shigaraki. He hangs out with us now. Mm. But, because that's the thing, is like, can some villains be rehabilitated, or can some villains, like, be reasoned with, or, like, see the error of their ways? I think so. Can you do that with Dobby? I don't think so, man.
No.
Literally, like, he's just like, I'm here to kill you. I'm here to kill my dad. I'm here to kill me. I don't give a fuck about anybody.
Yeah,
let alone myself.
Yeah. My brother?
He does not care. And that's, like, a villain that I don't know that he can be reasoned with.
Yeah.
And there are some of these villains that I don't know that there's a path towards, like, you're either being thrown into prison for life, which is essentially a death sentence, or you have to kill them, like, because they're never going to be functional members of society
ever.
In that way.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, and even from going forward, it's just like, yeah, like, this is about them being like, because I think in the villains in their head, it's just like, we have to kill y'all so we can do this. So if you don't have that same mindset, it's just like, I don't think you can beat them in this particular world. You know what I'm saying? I think you kind of need a Vegeta with a Goku. It's like, all right, we don't kill, but Vegeta's like, some of y'all got to go, bro.
That's even, I mean, even talking about Hawks, I mean, that's essentially what happened with him in Twice, where he's just like, I am begging you to give me any reason not to kill you right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I like you as a person.
Yeah.
I think you have goodness in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you are fighting for a cause that will kill millions, if not billions.
Yeah.
And your power is such that I can't let you be out there on the field just doing your thing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he had to do what he had to do. And here's the thing. I remember when that episode came out, people were like, I think Twice was trending. People were sad about Twice. I did not mourn Twice at all. Not number one, just because I didn't really care too much for his character. But number two, because he had every opportunity to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't. Refused to.
Yeah.
And chose a path of violence with his actions.
Fuck him. That's how on this show, honestly, a lot of people, fuck him, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But let's get into our likes and dislikes and these, our scores for these two episodes. Yeah. Rob?
Listen, I mean, they finally had to they finally had to hit the brakes a little bit. It had to happen. They had the recap episode, but even for a recap episode, they still found a way to make it interesting and keep it fresh. So hats off to them for that. And then, I mean, just the level of just diabolicalness with All For One just being like, that speech, and I know I didn't really put much of it into the recap, but him just being like, people are always saying, like, you know, tomorrow's another day, you know, the night is always darkest before the dawn. Mm-hmm. None of that shit's guaranteed. Fuck all that. Fuck tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It starts tonight. Yep. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you a moment to breathe. And that is just, I mean, like, for a villain that does, even for a villain, like, it got me hyped of just like, oh, yeah, my God. And the fact that, like, as I've been saying for a while now, like, this show, I think what it needs is is some of these characters to die just for there to be the stakes.
Yeah.
And certainly they've shown that they have. I mean, obviously the main cast is still relatively safe, you know. All right, Bakugo's still around. That's fine, I guess.
But you, like, want him to die now?
Not now. Like, I don't want, like, somebody to roll up into the hospital and, like, blow his brains out or anything like that. But I, like, because I want him to die in a meaningful way. I don't want him to die for no reason.
Right.
Just because and I think his character has made progress, certainly. But I'm surprised, like, that, you know, even killing Midnight was a big surprise to me.
I didn't think she was going to be dead. That's crazy.
Me neither. Yeah. That was nuts. I mean, obviously, we saw some heroes, like, okay, no doubt about it, they got killed. But even when they were just showing, like, because there were a couple episodes they kept cutting to, like, her mask all crumpled up on the ground or whatever. I was like, she'll be fine, though. She'll be fine. And then, no, man. They didn't even want to show you what they found.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see if maybe some bigger names make it to this, to the list of the people that are killed in action. We'll see. I bet we will eventually. What I like about this show, and Bleach did a similar thing, is, like, they've set up a huge cast, they are finally breaking. They've got all these toys and they're finally breaking them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken a while for them to get here, but I'm here for it. So anyway, my rating after all that, these two episodes, I mean, it was a bit of a breather, so not as intense, but, you know, the second episode was great. I'll give it an 8,000.
8,000. Shigaraki is a definition of keep your foot on these motherfuckers' necks.
Yes.
I love that. He was just like, we're not letting up. All right. Like you said, a few hours later, let's get back to work on these dudes. I mean, I guess technically All For One or whatever. And it was just like, All For One wasn't the one, right? Actually, All For One was kind of like, yo, chill, rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Shigaraki was like, nah, we're going right. We're getting it done tonight.
No, right. I think
was it All For One? I forgot.
I think it was All For One. Because he's more just like, well, yeah, that's a good point. It's a little bit of a gray area because certainly Shigaraki wanted to keep going in the fight, even against, like, Endeavor and everybody else.
Mm.
And he was just like, you're not ready. Your healing factor's not there. But yeah. I think he knew going to Tartarus, he's not facing the same level of danger that he was in that big fight.
And it's like, bro, man, you're like a pizza, bro. You're not fully cooked all the way, man. The cheese is not all the way melted. It's all good. Just let it
you'll
get
be fine.
It. Yeah, you'll be fine. But yeah, this show is just good. I think the writing's been even better this season. But you know, we had half of a recap, then I forgot about it until you, and then I was watching. I was like, oh yeah, Rob said half, kind of like a half recap. Go ahead and shoot forward a little bit.
Yeah.
But man, even with the not a lot of whole like big of action. Like I said, I love action a lot the most. But you if you give me a good story, I can go with that. And you give me some stakes, I can go with that. And these two episodes didn't really have a whole bunch of real action for real. But damn it, I still enjoyed them. And I have to agree with you. I have to give it like a solid 8,000 still.
Yeah.
And I was hyped that you said he's back on it. And I know, and this is not a spoiler, but just understand that when we get to this last, like where we're at now in the manga, this last parts of the fights, all these students, they're going to, majority of them are matched up with some dogs, and they're fighting, and it's going the fuck down. Like, they're pissed about some shit, and it's like, I gotta get rid of you, bro. Like, we gotta get out. So it's like, you know, the little forearm monster looking dude, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, him?
He about to get down. Like, they...
Wow.
Yeah, they gonna get down when they... It's going down. And this not this next batch, but the batch after this one.
Okay.
So, yeah, good thing you didn't watch the intro.
I skipped past the intro on almost every show because
literally they're showing Deku's next look and how he looks.
I've seen a little bit of that. I will say,
if you've already seen it, then you know. But you see why he even kind of looks kind of like crazy, like a villain sort of.
I mean, and I see it too, and I'm a little bit glad I've seen it because Deku's costume in the first couple seasons, I'm like, what are we doing here? You look like a rabbit. It looks dumb as hell.
Yeah, he looks a little evil with this new thing. But then I also love that, you know, I love that Todoroki out the gate was just like, I got to do this. Like, Shota was like, I gotta get rid of this motherfucker. And now he knows what he has to do. Now he knows, like, yo, I got to get stronger. And I got to use my fire side and my eye side to combine these bitches. And, man, woo, when this shit gets animated, bro, them boys are going to work.
Happy to hear it.
Fucking work. So, yeah. My Hero Academia season episodes 14 and 15. Super, super dope.
I just gave Ice the heads up.
All right, cool. Those are our likes and dislikes and our scores for this week. Man, is this going to 24 episodes? This
I think I saw 24, 25 episodes. So we got about 9, 10 episodes left.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, that's super, super dope. So, let's, give our what's the names. And also, too, I told Jamoni, he's like, he asked me in the chat. I had to look up who the traitor was. And I was like, without spoiling, was it who you thought it was? He was just like, he said it. Where you say that? The gang, just a criminal. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it wasn't who I expected at all.
Okay,
it's a completely fucking crazy.
Interesting.
One. But yeah, you want to give your shout outs? Bitch ass Brennan. Follow him at bitch ass Brennan at Instagram. All those
ho ass, bitch ass, punk ass, bald ass bitch.
Yeah, that's his Twitter. So make sure you follow him on there. Ice, what you got?
Ice McGowan on everything. Got a lot of stuff. I feel like a broken record, but I'm just building content, and then starting February 1st, it's just going to be a firestorm of new stuff, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. I do have my own merch coming, too, so please, please look out for that merch. Super excited about that. Shout out to Keith for coming through. Young Keith. He gave us this the last time he was here. Shout out to him, the dog himself, Itachi. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got. Ice McGowan on everything.
Rob?
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't have an artist. I think I'm done with the artist shout-outs. I've got doing that for a while, and then it's just like, all right, I did a lot. So I tell you what, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Because, as you said, I don't remember if this was on the podcast or this might have been in our pre-show, but you were asking me, like, you know, you were like, oh, yeah, you're into a lot of different stuff. So I'm going to talk about some of the other stuff I'm into. Yeah. I've been playing some video games. I've been playing Marvel Midnight Suns. That's my recommendation. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Just saying, check out, if you're into, like, it's the same game company that made XCOM. So if you're into, like, tactical, like, RPG type stuff, and you're just into Marvel, I would definitely say check it out. You know, sometimes you're playing, you know, you're fighting demons and killing Hydra people, and then sometimes you're like, I'm gonna go paint with Blade so we can be best friends. So there's that element of it too. But I have a good time. If you're into like Fire Emblem, if you're into like like I said, XCOM, any sort of like turn-based RPGs, and there's a little bit of a card system to the fighting, which kind of mixes it up, makes it fun. I would say definitely check it out. The voice acting, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah.
Which you can't always say for some of these Marvel games. But Midnight Suns has been a lot of fun.
Have you been still playing Marvel Snap?
I am still very much into Marvel Snap. Yes, Marvel Snap. Also, give a shout out to that. Check out Marvel Snap. Not that, you know, Marvel needs any, you know, signal boosting from me, but Marvel Snap's a really fun mobile card game. It's free. You can spend money on like upgrading your cards and like buying different variants, like cosmetic stuff. But I would say generally it's not a pay to win game. Like certainly the more you play, the more cards you unlock, and you can get better stuff. So I would just say, if you're into like card games, if you like Hearthstone, it's like a faster version of Hearthstone. And I find a much more balanced version of Hearthstone, because like when I was playing Hearthstone, I felt like I got to a point where I was getting washed every match. At least with Snap, they reset the season every month or so. So like, if you say you get to a certain rank and you're like, man, I'm getting killed at rank like 40, 50, 60, whatever, at the end of every month they sort of reset it, so you get back into the random pool of just like, all right, I'm gonna be killing a bunch of people that don't know what the hell they're doing. And that's always a lot of fun, and you get to try out new like card combos and stuff like that. So Marvel Snap's a lot of fun. Check that out too.
We're going to use that as a snippet to show sponsors.
There we go. Yeah. Check this out. If you got a game, Marvel Snap, you want to advertise Marvel? Where's my camera? This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Marvel Snap. hit us up. You know, give us some of that merch.
Yeah,
give me some of this gold. I need these credits. I got like 16 cards waiting to be upgraded right now because I'm trying not to spend the real life money.
Give us some of that merch and that and a little bit of a check too, baby. We need a little bit of
check. MCU check.
Yeah, you got plenty of money. You got billions out here in these streets. Yeah, Kenan Bake on every single thing. Make sure y'all check out on Bonfire. If you're in LA, Bonfire Stories will be back November 28th. I'm shit. Woo.
That's your second time. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Since November 28th, yeah. January 28th, Bonfire Stories will be back. You know, we got some good stuff going, some great comedians on there. Make sure you tune in at 8 p.m. if you are in the L.A. area. Just hit us up, man. The show is free. All right, so any L.A. listeners, the show is free. It is at the Glendale Room in Glendale. So let us know, man. And, yeah, man, I like I said, I found my my Game Boy
SP.
My Game Boy Advance SP, man. Mm-hmm. And if somebody already has Golden Sun, I buy it from you. Just let me know. If you already have Golden Sun, I try looking for it in my little thing. I don't have it. All I had in there, I had Metroid Fusion.
Dang.
I had Metroid Fusion in there, mm-hmm. which is, I think, considered one of the better games for that, too, I guess. But yeah, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are
out. And so anime was solved forever.